1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. Welcome back.
Hey, Fireman Jim, there was firefighting news.
I missed it. I miss all the news. I don't watch the news.
They're not going to use the foam in training anymore. It's got to be on a real fire.
Why?
Some kind of foam.
Why?
Bad for or the grass.
It's bad for the firemen and the grass?
It's bad for things, except for putting out fires.
Tell you what, that foam works. Here's my training story with foam.
Okay.
I'm in the academy.
This is what I wanted.
We have containers that we train in.
Because they're not going to let you use the foam to train anymore.
Foam's great. Foam works. I mean, it's a great tool for the arsenal of firefighting, I'll tell you that.
Better than water.
It can for different types of fires. Yeah.
What kind of fire would you use it on?
Foam, like any kind of like
oil.
Oil,
because it would contain it. Water is going to make it spread.
Right, smothers it. It takes the oxygen away. Well, we're in the academy, and me and my partner are supposed to go through a foam training exercise in a container. It's like they're containers that are made to look like different buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So what we didn't know was that they were foaming it up to the top. So we went in, we're going in, and we didn't have our masks on.
Why?
I don't know. Because we're idiots then? I don't know. It's in the academy.
You just don't have it on from the beginning, right, automatically?
It was towards the end. I think we're actually doing, like, policing up the area, like cleaning up and getting that training exercise finished, trying to get the foam out of the containers. So we thought we could just make it through, we just hold our breath. We went through the foam, and
this is why you train.
That does take all the air away because couldn't breathe. And I'm reaching for my mask. I'm trying to turn, the nose behind you, so I'm trying to turn it up. And I got air because I survived. I'm here
right,
with you guys. Do not screw around the academy with foam.
Is that where you learn to always have your mask on, Fireman Jim?
Yeah, you're supposed to, especially now. This is the early 90s, but, now they mask up for everything. Now,
is that before a bad I came idea, on, Fireman Jim? Do you look,
no, you have to.
Do you look at them and go, weak, new firemen?
Well, that's the way we were treated because the guys in the 60s, they didn't even have them. I mean, in the 60s, 70s, they barely wore them.
Right.
And they had a hat and a rain jacket and boots, and that was about it.
They had the long boots.
And an axe.
The long coat.
Yeah.
Yep, and an axe and the cool old-style helmet.
Yeah.
And when you came on, you put a mask on in some fires, they would mock you.
Yeah.
Air.
Come on, you're weak. I remember being in some of these fires, and, I got 6 months on the job, and I finally get the pipe. So I'm putting the fire out. I'm actually doing the work.
The pipe, the hose.
The hose, the nozzles. Right. You're not
okay.
The one. Usually you're the cub, you're humping the hose, which is hard to do during fire.
You got
to
work your way up.
Work.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I go, nice work, Rinelli. And I look back, and the chief is in there.
Whoa, the chief knows who I am.
At my shoulder, and no mask.
Oh.
And he didn't have a hat on?
He had his he has old school gear on back in 95, and I'm knocking the fire down. And then, we go to overhaul the fire scene, make sure there's no fire. That's because when the fire's out, you got to pull walls and ceilings to make sure there's no hot spots.
Okay.
And they can get behind the walls and the ceilings. And back then, you didn't mask up for that. There's insulation
falling
on you.
Whatever's falling out of there.
Smoke still in the building. Chiefs are wandering around. If you put a mask on, the older guys, they make all sorts of gestures to you, like what kind of firefighter you were.
Yeah,
look at those kids. You look back at those days, like I probably should have been masked up a lot more than even I was.
Now, was there something like this? As an older more hardened, more seasoned firefighter passed by a young fireman, Jim? Nice mask, Rinelli.
No, they wouldn't call you by your name usually.
Princess.
Something like that. Yeah, that's exactly what it would be. They wouldn't call you by your name. My first 6 months in the job.
Chief knows my name.
My HEO, my driver, when I was a cub, I had to carry a brick around.
Why?
Because he goes, you're a stone. Here, carry this.
What?
A stone means that you're not a hard worker. But the first day in the job, my first day in the firehouse, he gives me a stone. He goes, you're a stone. Here, hold this. And I don't want you to see without that all day. And then turn into all week. And then all month. Until he finally came by and says, I will take this stone from you.
Could you put it in your pocket?
No, I had to carry it.
If I
heard him coming, I had to pick it up. Or clean the toilets. Yeah.
So you had to clean a toilet with one hand if you heard him walking down the hall?
Yeah, right.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. they don't work on coves like they used to. I mean, before me, it was even tougher than, you know, my generation of, mm-hmm. of firefighters. We worked on them hazing, right?
You ever get beat awake by a bunch of veteran firefighters, firemen, Jim? Like, because R. Kelly had his head stomped on. That's how he was woke up in prison.
He's a criminal.
And that was prison, not, you know, firefighters.
Now, the beds, they either stack your bed on toilet paper rolls, like five up, so you can't get it down without knocking it down. And you come back from a run, and the truck guys are all sleeping because they don't take any runs, while the engine guys are working all night, taking all the EMS runs. And you come back, and, like, you're feeling for your bed. You're like, what the hell? It's like 6 feet in the air. And you feel you don't want to turn the lights on. You want to wake those guys up. They're truck guys.
Because it'll get worse for you.
Well, I'm sorry, fellas. I got to turn the lights on. Something's happened to my bed.
No. Then you try to take, you thought you could take one roll down and then, you know, work your way around the bed. Once that first roll's gone, the whole bed goes. Then they start yelling at you.
I had no idea they gave you such a hard time there in your first couple of years.
I came back from a run once, and my bed was saran wrapped to the ceiling, of the bay, where I backed the truck. We backed the truck up again. I'm like, is that my bed? Of course, I'd stop.
How are you supposed to operate at peak performance and be a strong link in the chain when you don't have sleep?
You just do. It makes you a better person.
I understand how it could build camaraderie, Fireman Jim, but I also see what a galactic waste of saran wrap and time that was.
That was a lot of saran wrap to get it all the way saran wrap to two posts on the ceiling.
But you know what? That's just boys having fun.
It really was. It really was. And if they didn't work out, no one was hurt. Didn't like you. Nobody got hurt. No, of course not.
Princess.
But now.
Where's my bed? Where's my bed? It's right up there, princess. Where's your rock?
With your man.
Where's your rock? I lost it. Now you're carrying two rocks. So you don't see it, but it's a different era now.
You talked about that foam smothering fires, Fireman Jim.
Sure.
The Detroit Tigers came to town and smothered the Brewers last night over at Miller Park. Wow.
That was an ugly game.
12-1.
I was watching it, and they had two brand new pitchers that we had just called up. They had Arcia pitch. You know, their big signing from the offseason is not working out that great. And the biggest thing is their bats are just
dead.
Non-existent.
I heard.
Non-existent.
Who was calling the game last night on TV? It wasn't Matt LaPay.
I don't know.
Brian Anderson's off doing NBA. I don't know. They were down to their third. But it was he and Rock were discussing how Rock said, Craig Counsell is just waiting for, you know, a few of these, four or five of these bats to get hot. You know,
that's a lot of bats,
much time to wait for.
Being a nine-man, you know, pitching order.
Okay, of your nine hitters yesterday, nobody's hitting above 240, okay? And four of your nine hitters, four of them, were hitting below 200.
Fireman Jim, I have to be honest. When I watch a Brewer game, I go, who is this guy?
And that, too.
Peterson was playing left field. I'm going, I thought he was talking about the batter when there was a fly ball to the left. The Brewers were in the field. And I thought, well, Peterson must be the guy who was batting for the Tigers because we don't have it. No, Peterson was in a Brewer uniform. I'm going, who is this guy?
You look up and down the lamp, you'll see a lot of guys like that. This is definitely not the team from last year. I mean,
clearly.
The Brewers are last in hitting in the National League. They might be last in the Major Leagues. I don't know. But they're September is Council's month, right? This is usually where he brings it.
Well, you've had, in a normal year, you've had April, May, June, July, August, and then September. Okay, it has been our month. This year, we have
25 games left, I believe. 25 games. So we're just over the halfway mark of the season, but 25 games left. I mean, expanded playoffs again. Yeah, they can make the playoffs, but they're just not a good team. And you look at the roster.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. And to even have this many wins, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, the bullpen has been pretty damn good. Hader finally gave his first run. He had a little meltdown on Saturday.
That meltdown on Saturday to me, relievers like Hader, like Turnbull, like Axford, when this sort of thing starts to pop up, it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've seen this before.
We have seen it many times.
Then they lose their confidence and they can't throw a strike. And
yeah, that was weird. I've never seen, was it five in a row he walked, something like that? I was like, wow.
Four. Yeah, it was four or five, whatever. It was like, oh my, oh no.
Especially as they had been lights out the entire season until that point, which you knew he'd give up a run sooner or later, but man, that way. So, but the Brewers came back and actually, I mean, a walk-off by Sogard of all people.
Not a
hit in over nine innings. So, he had a little hiccup. Let's call that a hiccup.
Okay, fine.
Let's call that a hiccup.
Fine.
But, I mean, you know, he's... Do you think they're going to trade him? to the trading deadline came.
His name
went.
Always pops up at the trading deadline pass.
And we made one little minor move. I mean, we got no hitting help. We got no pitching help. We got some rookies that came in. So they're standing pat.
But if there was a season where the Brewers go, well, we'll sit tight, wouldn't this be
this
the
would
year
be
that,
it.
You know,
this would
if
be
you're going to do that?
I can't imagine what it's like playing in this kind of. These guys are not used to this. Obviously, every team's going through it right now, but playing in front of empty stands, cardboard cutout, piped in sound. I mean, maybe some of these guys thrive on the live action, and now they're just kind of like blah, you know.
Not a real season.
I'd like
to try.
They're still being paid. Trying. I hope they're getting paid. They should be trying, and I think they're trying. I just like to peek my head into one of these games because you watch it on TV, it doesn't look, I think, if you're at the game, if you peeked your head, you'd be like, wow, this is way different. Just being empty and you can hear everybody talking to each other. That's why you get a lot of. You seem like you get a lot more dust ups this year from the dugout.
I had one last night with the Yankees.
Yankees and Rays that's been brewing for like 3 years now. I mean, Yankees and Rays do not like each other, and the Rays are beating up on the Yankees this year for the most part, and they're battling for first place right now, and they're throwing at each other straight up
at their head.
Chapman
fastball.
Threw it 100-mile-an-hour fastball at the guy's head.
Yeah.
He's got no control to begin with, and he throws 100 miles an hour at the guy's head. That's not good.
What's the COVID status? Have the Cardinals played any more
games?
Are they played like 10 games or anything?
They're catching up. The A's are now the team that are on COVID lockdown, I believe.
The
Cardinals, I mean, the Marlins have almost caught up their entire schedule. Remember, they were way behind at the beginning of the year, and they're still in second place. But I think the A's are the only team that's doing the COVID thing. What's going to happen in the playoffs if a team gets put on COVID hold?
Maybe the Brewers can take their place.
Well, they're not going to postpone the playoffs, right?
I don't know.
I think if a team goes in and they get, oh, you're on a 1 week lockdown, I don't know. That could postpone the entire playoffs. They don't want to do that.
Fireman Jim, we don't bring you in to ask us questions about what happens in baseball.
Right. We want answers.
They're making up rules as they go.
We want the truth.
It's tough to get into the season this year. I'm a huge baseball fan. The rules are different. The teams you're playing are different. Everything is different. There's a lot newer players in the league. Across the board, I watch other games. I'm like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Where did this guy go? And
how many games in are we about?
35.
35 out of 60?
Yep. So we got a lot of games to go. We can definitely make the playoffs. We got to start winning. We got to start hitting.
Hey, Fireman Jim, I feel like we cut you short here.
That's all right.
We started late. You know, stick around and
like the film stuff, though.
A little bit. The Milwaukee Milkmen are in first place. They're coming back for this weekend. They can make the championship. We got our last homestand starting this weekend, and they're in first place.
All right. Well, stick around a minute.
Hey, I kind of expect an invite from Dillard up to the booth when he calls another game on TV.
Yeah, he will be. He'll probably be calling some for the milkman after he pitches. He'll go up to our booth.
Watching the game last week, it's like Dillard's he was just here.
I know.
Yeah. Star makers,
like
the Bob
doing
and
a
Brian
tour
show.
For getting all the shows. He like going to be on Regis and Kelly next.
Right.